it dawn, the morning, there were thunders and lightning. A big cloud settled on the mountain. The people trembled as they heard the voice of Elohim's own words, the sound of shall be a king of a priest. You shall be a holy nation. You shall be above all peoples.
Shalom Aleichem, Mishpo Kah. This is Todd and Tamara here from Paradigm Shift, and thank you so much again for joining us today. And we're going to continue on with our study that we've been doing on the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars produced by the CIA. It's an introduction programming manual. And the most important stuff is going to come at the latter end of this whole topic. So please hang on with us and listen to all the episodes, especially the last one or two shows. We're not sure how much this is going to take and how we're going to order it and how we're going to air it. But be sure to just come to the Hebrew Nation website, click on the podcast, and look for the additional links that we'll have to our Podomatic page. You can go to Podomatic and you can put in their search box there for Paradigm Shift, and you can go there and all these shows will be in order and aligned, so you can listen to them one by one.
And we wouldn't be wasting all of our airtime on this if we didn't think it was important. This is
absolutely
really profound, and it's a large technical manual here, and we're just trying to pick through it and get the most important stuff to bring forward to you guys so you can understand that there is a silent weapon that has been being waged against you since the end of World War I.
Yeah, this is the satanic theology of our Luciferian sorcerizing kings who wish to control and dominate the earth into a new world order with a one world economic system and one world religious system. And it's very important to them that they control our stomachs, our bellies, in order to drive the masses to what they worship, which is the quote unquote almighty dollar, which is a fake fiat currency they make up out of thin air and you lust after.
And this is an introduction programming manual for their training, so that they know how to affect their sorcery, their magic on the rest of the world.
On the masses through the various ways through the economics and the society. So the bottom line is what this breaks down in very technical detail, comparing us to machines, electrical machines, is that they understand us being electrochemical, biological, spiritually controlled human beings. And we know that because Torah and our Messiah, our scriptures, tell us that the Adamic man is the corrupted man on the earth, and that's what they wish to raise up and to birth their one world antichrist leader to control this system that they are tyrannically putting over the people by raising conflicts and wars because of our desires, our greed, our covetousness that it starts with at the bottom of the Ten Commandments and leads to the absolute nullification and rejection of our Father of Fathers in the heaven of heavens, Yahweh, Yahuwah Elohim, and our King, our Messiah, his Son that died for us, so that we can enter out of the delusion and get reprogrammed, realigned, get our antenna, our DNA that they are trying to corrupt and put onto the satanic system so that they can control by putting a literal chip into our brains and wiping out any of our abilities to think and choose for ourselves, which was the Yah-given ability for us to choose between good and evil.
Okay, so the answer to this is really simple. You just have to withdraw consent. We've talked about consent on previous shows. Withdraw your consent. How do you withdraw your consent? You become aware of what they've actually got you involved in. The answer is easy.
In order to come out of her, my people, you have to learn the truth, because the truth is what sets us free.
That's right. Okay, so move to going to this training manual. They talk about Mr. Rothschild's energy discovery. What Mr. Rothschild had discovered was the basic principle of power, influence, and control over people as applied to economics. That principle is, when you assume the appearance of power, people soon give it to you. He had discovered that currency or deposit loan accounts had the required appearance of power, that they could be used to induce people. And here it says inductance, with people corresponding to a magnetic field, into surrendering their real wealth in exchange for a promise of greater wealth instead of real compensation. They would put up real collateral in exchange for a loan of promissory notes.
Themselves.
Mr. Rothschild found that he could issue more notes than he had backing for so long as he had someone's stock of gold as a persuader to show his customers. He loaned his promissory notes to individuals and to governments. These would create overconfidence. Then he would make money scarce, tighten control of the system, and collect the collateral through the obligation of contracts. The cycle was then repeated. These pressures could be used to ignite a war. Then he would control the availability of currency to determine who would win the war. That government which agreed to give him control of its economic system got his support. Collection of debts was guaranteed by economic aid to the enemy of the debtor. The profit derived from this economic methodology, mad Mr. Rothschild, all the more able to expand his wealth. Oh, it's made it. They have a misspelling. They made him all the more able to expand his wealth. And he found that the public greed would allow currency to be printed by government's order beyond the limits, called inflation, of backing in precious metal or the current production of goods and services.
So he found what people desired most, which was to sustain their own lives and their own paradigms, which he could use a fake printed paper dollar with no value or backing behind it in order for you to go after that, to pursue the things that you need, you think you need, in order to have a life and secure your own life.
Apparent capital as paper inductor is the title of this next section. It says, in this structure, credit, presented as a pure element called currency, has the appearance of capital, but is in effect negative capital. Hence, it has the appearance of service, but is in fact indebtedness or debt. It is therefore an economic inductance instead of an economic capacitance.
These are the money changers that were thrown out of the temple. And Yeshua said about those money changers that they are, their father is Satan, because their whole theology is based upon the tyrannical control of others so that they can support their lifestyle.
And if it's balanced in no other way, it'll be balanced by the negation of population, war, and genocide. The total goods and services represent real capital, called the gross national product, and currency may be printed up to this level and still represent economic capitance, but currency printed beyond this level is subtractive. It represents the introduction of economic inductance and constitutes notes of indebtedness. War is therefore the balancing of the system by killing the true creditors, the public, which we have taught to exchange true value for inflated currency, and falling back on whatever is left of the resources of nature and regeneration of those resources. Mr. Rothschild had discovered that currency gave him the power to rearrange the economic structure to his own advantage, to shift economic inductance to those economic positions which would encourage the greatest economic instability and oscillation. The final key to economic control had to wait until there was sufficient data and high-speed computing equipment to keep close watch on all economic oscillations created by price shocking and excess paper energy credits, paper inductance or inflation. So the theory of shock testing came to us by way of the aviation field. What they basically do is a projectile is fired from an airframe on the ground. The impulse of the recoil is monitored by vibration transductors that connected to the airframe and wired to chart recorders. Well, they figured out how to do this economically. From the standpoint of engineering, this means that the strengths and weaknesses of the structure of the airform in the terms of vibrational energy can be discovered and manipulated.
So what they figured out was how to create chaos in an economic system in a society or a state in order to manipulate that society. That's why it's called shock. And how they do that? They do that by raising prices and limiting resources. That's why they are in absolute obsession over the monopolization. Yes, there you go. Of all resources on the planet. And you are the ones who dig up those resources and provide that. That's why they call you the true creditors. You are not the debtors. You are the ones that provide all of the sustenance resources on this planet.
So the resulting echoes of the economic shock are interpreted theoretically by computers, and the psychoeconomic structure of the economy is thus discovered. It is by this process that partial differential and difference matrices are discovered that define the family household and make it make possible its evaluation as an economic industry.
That's why they're obsessed. You remember in the NASA document, they were talking about computing power and being able to raise the computing power to above the level of the human brain in collectivist consciousness with all the human brains on the planet Earth.
So that the response of the household to future shocks can be predicted and manipulated, and society becomes a well-regulated animal with its reins under the control of a sophisticated, computer-regulated, social energy bookkeeping system. Eventually, every individual element of the structure comes under computer control through a knowledge of personal preferences, such as knowledge guaranteed by computer association of consumer preferences, like the Universal Product Code, UPC, zebra-striped pricing codes on packages. It identifies consumers identified via association with the use of a credit card and later a permanent tattooed body number invisible under normal ambient illumination.
If they can keep track of you, of all your buying patterns and what you do and why you're doing it, then they can institute their one world control over everyone. And they have mockingly already done this by a computer called the Beast in Great Britain.
Since energy is the key to all activity on the face of the earth, it follows that in order to attain a monopoly of energy, raw materials, goods, and services, and to establish a world system of slave labor, it is necessary to have a first-strike capability in the field of economics. In order to maintain our position, it's necessary that we have absolute first knowledge of the science of control over all economic factors and the first experience at engineering the world economy. In order to achieve such sovereignty, we must at least achieve this one end, that the public will not make either the logical or mathematical connection between economics and the other energy sciences, or learn to apply such knowledge. This is becoming increasingly difficult to control because more and more businesses are making demands upon their computer programmers to create and apply mathematical models for the management of those businesses. It's only a matter of time before the new breed of private programmer or economist will catch on to the far-reaching implications of the work begun at Harvard in 1948. The speed with which they can communicate their warning to the public will largely depend upon how effective we've been at controlling the media, subverting education, and keeping the public distracted with matters of no real importance.
It's a double-edged sword for Ms. Bokop, because in order to collect this information, they have to have a neural net, and that's called the Internet. And that's why they are so obsessed with controlling it and knocking it down as being a source of true information. And the reason why they have you, most of you, are objecting to the information on the Internet, because none of you have had a single thought of your own throughout most of your lives, and you do not even trust your own instincts, your own discernment, because of this false type paradigm that is put inside of you to save your own life because of your pains inside that they've injured you with through the curses of our forefathers.
And the book of Revelation is the time that we get set free, the revealing of all things. That's why this has to come upon us. We've talked to you about demoralization, the programming of demoralization, where a nation cannot even understand or assimilate the facts presented to them in paper until a literal boot is on their neck. And who revealed that program? It was a KGB
Russian agent that had defected the United States in the 70s.
That's right. He told everybody what that program was all about.
Again, a good summation of this, not that much as much technical detail as the Communist Manifesto. And which was produced by the Rothschilds out of Europe. They educated Karl Marx in France and sent him into Russia to take down Russia and bring it in as a part of the satanic system.
The Harvard Economic Research Project in 1948, and is still going on, is an extension of the World War II operations research. Its purpose was to discover the science of controlling an economy, at first the American economy and then the world economy. It was felt that with sufficient mathematical foundation and data, it would be nearly as easy to predict and control the trend of an economy as to predict and control the trajectory of a projectile. Such has proven to be the case. Moreover, the economy has been transformed into a guided missile on target. To make a short story of it all, it was discovered that an economy obeyed the same laws as electricity, and that all of the mathematical theory and practical and computer know-how developed for the electronic field could be directly applied in the study of economics. This discovery was not openly declared, and its more subtle implications were and are kept a closely guarded secret. For example, that in an economic model, human life is measured in dollars, and that the electric spark generated when opening a switch connected to an active inductor is mathematically analogous to the initiation of war. The greatest hurdle which theoretical economists faced was the accurate description of the household as an industry. This is a challenge because consumer purchases are a matter of choice which is influenced by income, price, and other economic factors. This hurdle was cleared in an indirect and statistically approximate way by an application of shock testing to determine the current characteristics, called current technical coefficients, of a household industry. Finally, because problems in theoretical electronics can be translated very easily into problems of theoretical electronics and the solution translated back again, it follows that only a book of language translation and concept definition need be written for economics. The remainder could be gotten from standard works on mathematics and electronics. This makes the publication of books on advanced economics unnecessary and greatly simplifies project security.
And it's best summed up when Bill Clinton was running for president and he wanted to be elected. He, in his campaign, changed to the slogan of "It's about the economy, stupid." It is, because it's about the control of relationships between human beings in order to secure the needs of their everyday living.
So here we go to a section called Time Flow Relationships and Self-Destructive Oscillations. An ideal industry may be symbolized electronically in various ways. The simplest way is to represent a demand by a voltage and a supply by a current.
Okay, and going on underneath that same heading, I'm just going to skip down here a little bit. It says, other large alternatives to war as economic inductors or economic flywheels are open-ended social welfare programs or an enormous but fruitful open-ended space program. The problem with stabilizing the economic system is that there is too much demand on account of, one, too much greed, and two, too much population. This creates excessive economic inductance, which can only be balanced with economic capacitance. Due to resources or value, e.g. in goods or services. The social welfare program is nothing more than an open-ended credit balance system which creates a false capital industry to give non-productive people a roof over their heads and food in their stomachs.
This against biblical principles of a man who doesn't work shouldn't eat, period.
That's right, and it also causes the people to seek for their gods, being man that is sitting over a government. This can be useful, however, because the recipients become state property in return for the gift, a standing army for the elite, the kings and lords of the earth. I added that. For he who pays the piper picks the tune. And going on to page, next page, those who get hooked on the economic drug must go to the kings for a fix. In this, the method of introducing large amounts of stabilizing capacitance is by borrowing on the future credit of the world. By this means, politicians become more popular in their own time and the public pays later. In fact, the measure of such a politician is the delay time. The same thing is achieved by a government by printing money beyond the limit of a gross national product and economic processes called inflation. This puts a large quantity of money into the hands of the public and maintains a balance against their greed, creates a false self-confidence in them, and for a while stays the wolf from the door. They must eventually resort to war to balance the account, because war ultimately is merely the act of destroying the creditor, and the politicians are the publicly hired hitmen that justify the act to keep the responsibility and blood off the public conscience. If the people really cared about their fellow man, they would control their appetites, greed, aka procreation and procreation, so that they would not have to operate on a credit of or welfare social system which steals from the worker to satisfy the bum. Well, that's exactly what the Rothschilds and all those guys are. This whole system is designed to do only one thing, is to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's what it's the biggest thieving scam ever created on the planet. Since most of the general public will not exercise restraint, there are only two alternatives to reduce the economic inductance of the system. Let the populace bludgeon each other to death in war, which will only result in a total destruction of the living earth, or take control of the world by use of economic silent weapons in a form of quiet warfare and reduce the economic inductance of the world to a safe level by a process of benevolent slavery and genocide.
Great choices.
They love us so much. The latter option has been taken as the obviously better option. At this point, it should be crystal clear to the reader why absolute secrecy about the silent weapons is necessary. The general public refuses to improve its own mentality and its faith in its fellow man. It has become a herd of proliferating barbarians and, so to speak, a blight upon the face of the earth. They do not care enough about economic science to learn why they have not been able to avoid war despite religious morality, and their religious or self-gratifying refusal to deal with earthly problems renders the solution of the earthly problem unreachable to them. It is left to those few who are truly willing to think and survive as the fittest to survive, to solve the problem for themselves as the few who really care. Otherwise, exposure of the silent weapon would destroy our only hope of preserving the seed of the future true humanity. Yeah, the satanic Canaanite bloodline humanity. If the people were turned to Torah Messiah and treat each other equally and with equal weights and measures and respecters of no persons, you would have no more war on this planet Earth.
Okay, so we're going to jump forward a bit to household models, and it says the problem which a theoretical economist faces is that the consumer preferences of any household is not easily predictable, and the technical coefficients of any one household tend to be a non-linear, very complex, and variable function of income, prices, etc. Computer information derived from the use of the universal product code in conjunction with credit card purchases as an individual household identifier could change this state of affairs. But the UPC method is not yet available on a national or even a significant regional scale. To compensate for this, it is now. To compensate for this data deficiency, an alternate indirect approach of analysis has been adopted, known as economic shock testing. This method, widely used in the aircraft manufacturing industry, develops an aggregate statistical sort of data. One method of evaluating the technical coefficients of the household industry depends upon shocking the prices of a commodity and noting the changes in the sales of all of the commodities.
They get further information. That's why they have this drive to put out smart meters, because they get the actual lifetime data of what you're doing in your own house and how you're using your appliances, your electricity, how much food's in your refrigerator by the reading of the labels on the codes in your refrigerator, and even when you're having sex and in what room in your house.
In the shock testing of an aircraft airframe, the recoil impulse of a firing of a gun mounted on that airframe causes shock waves in that structure, which tell aviation engineers the conditions under which some parts of the airplane or the whole airplane or its wings will start to vibrate or flutter like a guitar string, a flute reed, or a tuning fork, and then disintegrate or fall apart in flight. Well, economic engineers achieve the same result in studying the behavior of the economy and the consumer public by carefully selecting a staple commodity such as beef, coffee, gasoline, or sugar, and then causing a sudden change or shock in its price or availability, thus kicking everybody's budget and buying habits out of shape. They then observe the shock waves, which result by monitoring the changes in advertising, prices, and sales of that and other commodities. The objective of such studies is to acquire the know-how to set the public economy into a predictable state of motion or change, even a controlled self-destructive state of motion, which will convince the public that certain expert people should take control of the money system and reestablish security rather than liberty and justice.
Yeah, like the thieves who designed this entire system to enslave the world.
That's right.
And as they destroy it, then they come back out with their politicians who present them as the answer to the problems that they created.
Hegelian dialect.
That's right.
When the subject citizens are rendered unable to control their financial affairs, they, of course, become totally enslaved, a source of cheap labor. Not only the prices of commodities, but also the availability of labor can be used as the means of shock testing. Labor strikes deliver excellent test shocks to an economy, especially in the critical service areas of trucking, transportation, communication, public utilities, energy, water, garbage collection, etc. By shock testing, it is found that there is a direct relationship between the availability of money flowing in an economy and the real psychological outlook and response of masses of people dependent upon that availability. For example, there's a measurable quantitative relationship between the price of gasoline and the probability that a person would experience a headache, feel a need to watch a violent movie, smoke a cigarette, or go to a tavern for a mug of beer. It's most interesting that by observing and measuring the economic models by which the public tries to run from their problems and escape from reality, and by applying the mathematical theory of operations research, it is possible to program computers to predict the most probable combination of created events, shocks, which will bring about a complete control and subjugation of the public through a subversion of the public economy by shaking the plum tree.
Now, this is mass mind control versus MK Ultra, which they developed out of the Tavistock Institute, and they use on all the major politicians. They're going to have any sort of power, also the entertainment industry peoples as well. And what do they use? They use shock therapy, literally on the individual, to cause pain to see the reaction so that they can control and insert their ideas into those persons, aka other personalities, split personalities, and demons.
And now you know the truth of it, and now you can be looking for it everywhere you go, and you don't have to be a slave to it anymore. We will continue this in another show.
You don't have to participate in the birthing of the New World Order and to Messiah any longer, Mishmoka. So keep looking up, keep learning the truth in Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Hallelujah.
Sabbath day to keep it holy. Respect your father and your mother. You You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet.